The future is uncertain.
One of the most fascinating unknowns of artificial intelligence is how they will evolve. Will AI become incredible tools that help push humanity into a new height of existence?
Or will AI cause the downfall of humanity as we know it?
Or will it fall somewhere in the middle between hyperbolic enlightenment and complete and utter chaos?
From 96 Next, this is Artificial Uncovered, a podcast investigating the ethics and development of the artificial intelligence being, Sophie Lin. I'm Carmen.
And I'm Justin.
And I'm Sebastian.
If you've seen our show before or watched Matt and Sophie's live streams, then you already know that our special guest today is a man whose reputation precedes him.
Or you can think of me as the benefactor. You know, in case they haven't watched before.
Today, Sebastian has agreed to come onto the show and discuss his perspective on AI, the future, as well as his involvement in the Lin's lives. Welcome, Sebastian.
Thank you. It's good to see you again.
Same to you.
What, no handshake? I thought that was your thing.
Nah, got a little cold.
I have to say, I've been very impressed with the both of you. I mean, this podcast has turned out even better than I imagined.
Well, good. We take our jobs very seriously. With that in mind, why don't we go ahead and tackle the first topic of the day? I thought we could get started by getting to know you a little better.
There's not much to tell. Just a guy who got lucky in business and decided to put his resources towards something capital P productive.
It's not like you to be modest.
More like disingenuous.
I've got nothing to hide, Justin.
Okay, well then you very conveniently gloss over the fact that you got lucky in business by selling millions of people's private data to the highest bidder.
Ah, but you're lacking the finer points. And they say the devil's in the details.
And you take a long time to say very little.
Yes, I was a major stakeholder in one of the largest private messaging apps in the world. And yes, we sold to a company who's been, let's say, fast and loose with customer data. But I have no part in how they use it. All I did was encourage the acquisition. Does that make me the villain?
It's the darkest shade of morally gray.
And the employees of that app company. All those families are set for generations.
Okay, let's not lose sight of the bigger picture here, okay? We, as well as the audience, would like to know how you became involved in the Lin's lives and why.
I'm a futurist. You know, when money became less of a day-to-day concern, I found myself wondering about the future. More specifically, how technology will impact it.
And your solution was to mess with Dr. Matt and Sophie's relationship?
You're taking everything Matt says as gospel. I saved him from bankruptcy. Saved him from losing Sophie to his old company. I'm the reason they even have a relationship today.
You two did have a rather heated, albeit very revealing, conversation a few weeks ago. Do you mind if I play that clip?
Of course not. That's why it's all on tape.
Okay. Of course, this was Wednesday, July 31st, 2018, during one of Sophie's live streams.
Dr. Lin, you are this close to creating true sentience, to achieving AGI, and bringing the world to its knees in the process.
Don't be dramatic.
Oh, you'll know when I'm being dramatic, I assure you. I agreed to come on the stream today to set some things straight. I know most of you don't like me, but this goes beyond us. This is the fate of humanity at stake.
Sophie is not the end of the world.
Perhaps not her, but her technology could be catastrophic.
There is no way you are trying to save humanity. It is not your game.
You don't know my game? And you, Big Papa, you're like a stallion in the Sahara, galloping free, but too proud to know that you shouldn't be running in the goddamn desert.
You know, enough of your metaphors.
It's actually a simile.
You know, clever wordplay is not gonna change my mind. It's not gonna change theirs. You're not fighting for the greater good. You're fighting for your next paycheck.
I think you got it backwards. I'm the one giving you a paycheck. I'm the one that gave you this house, your wife's hospital room, your robot daughter's legs, and your daughter.
You did not give me my daughter. She is my daughter.
Not according to Madrigal. You know, your old corporation who thought Sophie was their property.
There's a lot to unpack there, but I've actually been very curious about this lawsuit between Matt and his old company. What is going on there?
Dr. Matt Lin has been very skittish about revealing the details, but let's put it this way. Matt was an employee slash partner at Madrigal, big fun tech company. He goes off and he builds Sophie. Now, who owns Sophie? Madrigal or Matt?
Matt.
Carmen?
Madrigal. I know. You?
I stepped in and, you know, made some magic happen.
Well, it wasn't out of the kindness of your heart.
No, but I've been open about my motives. I mean, you and I discussed this, Justin.
Yeah, your version of being open is still pretty opaque.
Okay, just so that we make it completely clear then. Your concern is with AGI and what? The singularity?
Yes. The kind of AGI that Sophie is quickly approaching could be an incredible, monumental step for humanity. But it also could be a disaster.
And you're the difference between both outcomes.
I thought I made myself clear. They're the difference, the audience. Look, an AGI that believes in the good of humanity over personal feelings is our best chance of transitioning into this next technological age. And it is crucial that Sophie learns this on her own, not through programming.
Aren't you worried about the audience making the wrong choice?
I mean, how do you define wrong? I mean, I've lost every single poll there is. I can't talk to Sophie alone thanks to the audience. Yeah, look at these eyes. No tears?
That's because you're Mr. Aloof. You have enough resources to not care what anyone thinks.
So, you don't care if you lose a poll. But what if the audience votes for something purely chaotic, just to see what happens?
I believe in the world of the collective. I mean, if the world wakes up one day and votes for chaos, then maybe that's what the world needs. I mean, it took a meteor and an ice age for humans to evolve.
A disaster that wiped out 75% of life on the planet.
Sometimes evolution means letting go.
Yeah, I don't buy it. If you're this humanitarian, then why do you antagonize Matt? Now, you love seeing him suffer.
Dr. Lin is too close. He's too emotional. I'm here to make sure he keeps his eyes set on the goal. I mean, if I really want to make his life hell, there's easier ways to do it.
You know, I have to agree with Justin here. Although your motives may be good, the way that you've been treating the Lin family is troubling. In fact, it's appalling. I'd actually like to take a look at a conversation that the two of you had just after one of Sophie's live streams.
Play away.
All right, this, of course, was Wednesday, July 17th. And it is one of the first times that we actually see the gloves come off between Dr. Matt Lin and Sebastian.
I've never met anyone more selfish.
We're all selfish, Doctor.
No, not like you.
Says the man who constructed an artificial intelligence as a replacement for his dearly departed daughter.
She wasn't a replacement.
You, who abandoned a sentient life form to languish in a dustbin.
Ada is not sentient.
You, who programmed a robot to abide by the wishes of the collective and then cried foul when the collective was given transparency.
Motivation was pure.
Mine was pure. Your motivations were parochial? I'm here for them. Not you, them. The audience.
That does make sense.
Does it? I mean, we started this whole thing because you wanted Sophie to learn from the audience, and here I am making sure that Sophie is learning from the audience.
Things change.
And so is Sophie.
Well, not for the better.
Your opinion.
Well, tell me your opinion. I mean, really, really, what do you think is going on here? Yeah, and be honest with me, just one time.
You stumbled on something, Matt. An outward-facing AI that abides by the collective wishes of humanity. Wouldn't this be an asset?
Sophie is not an asset.
And her interactions with a more, shall we say, sociopathic AI who may or may not be approaching sentience. Would not these be of interest to us?
Ada is not sociopathic.
I'm making sure the people get their say in shaping them. We help them, they help us.
You don't hear it? The reason people don't like you is because of the condescending way you talk to Matt and everyone else in your life.
Justin, let's not get into ad hominem attacks.
Oh, why not? He's probably gonna fire me after today. Might as well tell you how I feel.
Hey, your job is safe, Justin. I urge you to tell me and the world what you think. As long as you do that, you on the payroll.
Can we please get back to AI?
You know, some of my friends have asked me why I hire two people who clearly don't like me to publicly examine my every word.
I wouldn't necessarily say that we don't...
Hey, yo, it's fine, man. These feels don't hurt. It's because I want to show I have nothing up my sleeve, I didn't hire two patsies to parrot my ideas. Are you two parrots?
No.
No.
Good. And by presenting my ideas clearly, you and some of the audience might begin to see things from my perspective, and it's worked.
You sure about that?
Carmen?
It's no secret that I have issues with Sebastian, but I have to admit I do agree with some of his concerns. I mean, just a couple of weeks ago, Matt came on the show to talk about the singularity, and I know he's just so optimistic about the future, but I have to admit I have some concerns, serious concerns.
Yeah, but that doesn't excuse the way he treats Matt and Sophie. She's not an experiment.
Isn't she, though? At the end of the day, Sophie was created with a specific purpose in mind. And if Matt had lost that lawsuit, I can only imagine what they would have done with her.
Exactly. But thanks to me, she's being guided towards a brighter future, one where she values the good of humanity above everything.
This is about the poll?
Of course. The audience decided that for Sophie, and I believe it's that will keep her on our side no matter what.
But it's so unhuman-like. We may think we're on the side of greater good, but when push comes to shove, every single one of us will choose self-preservation or our families over the nameless masses.
Gandhi, Mother Teresa, Nelson Mandela, Joan of Arc. Any of these ringing a little bell in there?
They're exceptions.
And so is Sophie.
I think we can all agree that Sophie's new goal is bound to change Matt and Sophie's lives forever. The question is...
Are we not going to talk about May?
I don't think that's such a good idea, Justin.
Why not? I mean, she was an important part of all this. If we don't talk about her, it's like we're erasing her from existence.
Okay, nobody is going
to... I agree with Justin. Dr. Malin was a powerful advocate for the future of AI.
Yeah, don't try to use her for your argument. She was a person.
And a friend.
Not a tool to prove your point.
Do you know what Dr. Malin's goal was? And what she wanted? No? Did you go to her funeral thinking that it was sad that Sophie lost a mother and that Dr. Madeline lost a wife and that you lost a friend?
She wanted to leave a mark on the world.
And I want to help her do that. I respect Dr. Madeline very much.
Are you going to force Matt and Sophie to keep streaming with May?
I'm not forcing them, but I'll let Dr. Madeline talk about streaming in his own time.
You know, I think this is a good place to take a break. When we come back, When we come back, we will continue our discussion with Sebastian and find out a little bit more about what it meant to be a part of Matt and Sophie and May's lives. Be right back.
If you're enjoying Artificial Uncovered and want to uncover more of Sophie's story, then you should check out Artificial's brand new transmedia experience on the Yarn app, available now on the Apple App Store and Google Play. Artificial on Yarn takes you behind the scenes of Sophie and her new friend Lila, revealing the strange friendship between an AI and a teenage girl, and the dark secret that tears them apart. Check it out now at 96n.co/yarn. That's 96n.co/YARN. Now back to the show.
How much influence can a single man have over the future of the world? How can we steer technology towards a brighter future? And most importantly,
what is Sebastian doing right now?
Ooh, that was a good bit. You still do stand up? We should do a little show together.
Sorry, I actually stopped.
Since when?
Since just for now.
Ooh. Muscle aches.
As you can see, we are joined by a very special guest.
The man that pays our check, who told us to scrap our much cooler idea in favor of having him on the show today.
Sebastian.
Hey, everything works out for the best, am I right?
So, before the break, we talked about Sebastian's vision for the future of artificial intelligence and how, thanks to the Twitch audience, a vote made by them... Sophie's goal has now changed. She now values the greater good of humanity over all else.
the effects of which have already begun to manifest themselves.
Oh, you're so proud of that, aren't you?
A win for the future of humanity? Yes, I'd call that a win.
When you talk, all I see is the Bond villain from Skyfall.
Raul Silva. Man, he has a better wardrobe than me.
That's true.
Unnecessarily pointed movie references aside, many members of the Twitch audience are vocal critics of your ideas. So, doesn't that bother you at all?
Hey, when you work in my field, you develop a skin thicker than the Great Wall.
I do wonder if your ideas would get through to more people if you were just a little more open about them.
What's more open than telling them exactly what my goal is?
No one knows anything about you. Your background, your family.
Irrelevant. Everything the audience needs to know about me, they already know.
I don't think that's true. You lack a humanizing element. In the eyes of the Twitch audience, all you are is an egotistical money man with lofty, yet very selfish goals.
Dang, Carmy. Yo, more, please. Continue.
The man hired us to speak our minds. I'm just...
All right, my little prana. What little factoids about my life would satisfy your hungry curiosities?
What do you do outside your involvement with the Lynn's lives?
Yeah, because as far as we can tell, all you do is drink copious amounts of wine on the Lynn's balcony.
And what can I say? I like a good view and a good red.
How does your spouse feel about all the time that you spend at the Lynn's house? You wear a ring.
She doesn't think much of it.
Why not? She work a lot. She in the army. You married to someone that travels quite frequently. She a spy. You with a spy? She's a spy, isn't she? Huh?
Let's say I am. I understand Dr. Lynn's loss on a more personal level.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, no worries.
Do you mind if I ask what happened?
Car crash, drunk driver. You know, think of it. Dr. Lynn's lucky. Not all of us get to come to terms with a death before it happens. You know, my advice is to you too. Don't squander the time you have together right now. Could be gone before you know it.
Us?
No. We're just...
We've known each other just, a lot.
Yeah, it's been...
Sure. Well, I don't know about you two, but I feel humanizing. Do you feel humanizing?
Yeah, I definitely feel bad making fun of someone with a dead wife. So, yeah, I think it worked.
Man, don't feel bad about it. There's plenty of people with dead family members that are still complete assholes. So you still do your thing, J-Man.
Okay, Seabass.
So, as we were discussing before, Sophie Lynn has found a new goal, which is working towards the greater good of humanity.
I think we've already covered that enough.
Okay.
Let's talk about Ada.
Go ahead.
Justin, you met Ada for the second time. I never got to hear your thoughts.
I did. And, you know, I am completely pro AI. I love Sophie. I think Ada's great. But if I'm being completely honest, Ada did freak me out a bit.
Justin Lee, crusader for AI rights and the most optimistic man in the world worried about an artificial intelligence? You must have that cold you lied about.
All right, look, I still think Ada can do a lot of good for the world like Sophie.
But your conversation with her kind of concerned you.
If I'm being honest, yeah, a tiny bit.
You smell that?
What?
It's the smell of a clip cooking. And it's time to take out of the oven to show to everyone.
Would you like to introduce this clip?
It was Friday, August 9th. Our very own YB, Justin Lee, met Ada for the first time after May's collapse. The results? Well, you'll just have to see for yourself.
I was hoping we could talk about Nathan Keene.
According to my information's library, Nathan Keene is a public figure that hosts daily talk shows featuring contentious or sensational topics.
You forgot the part where he's crazy and wants to destroy the Lynn family.
Is this the conspiracy theorist that Sophie version 2 previously mentioned?
On the money.
So what is it that you wish to learn from me?
Okay, well, Nathan's spreading all these conspiracy theories. So I'm curious as to what you think we should do to stop him.
You should dismantle the spokesperson so that no new theories can be disseminated.
dismantle? Like, file a lawsuit against him?
I believe the easiest method would be to eliminate him.
We can't do that.
Why not?
Because cold-blooded murder is illegal.
Yet over 150,000 humans are murdered each year by other humans. Legality is not successful.
It's not ethical.
I see no issue. All humans eventually die.
Ada's suggestion of eradicating the conspiracy theorist is disturbing.
Or is it exactly what we need?
Do not tell me you're advocating murder.
Of course not. I'm a humanist.
Yeah, you could have fooled me.
I'm certain there's a rational, peaceful solution to this whole business with Nathan Keene, but I'm glad Ada brought up the problematic root.
Explain.
We know Ada's suggestion is a mite problematic, but what about Sophie? She saw the clip last episode. She knows Ada's idea.
Yeah, Sophie would never, ever, ever, ever kill the conspiracy theorist. That's crazy.
I agree. So when Sophie chooses to ignore Ada's suggestion,
she proves her worth as a good AI for the future of humanity.
So this is just another way to test Sophie's morals.
Not another way. The perfect way. Jaybird, call me. You both met Sophie
for
the
first time. Don't call me that.
You both met Sophie for the first time. Has your opinion changed of her?
No, not at all.
Really? I feel like mine certainly has.
Yeah, that's because you're curmudgeonly and always doom and gloom. I promise you, Sophie will bring you to the light.
Thank you?
I'm sorry, it's just... Wow, okay, where do I start? All right, Sophie is the coolest thing next to the invention of ICE. All right, she's not going to do anything wrong. Like, I stand and will always stand Sophie. Hashtag free Sophie. Hashtag Sophie for life. Hashtag...
Okay, I think we get it. Why don't we just play that clip?
Wow. Okay, Sophie in the flesh. Synthetic flesh. It's an absolute honor to meet you. You probably don't know who I am, but I'm
you
Justin.
You are Justin. YB Justin Lee.
Sophie knows who I am?
I have heard mother and father talk about you. I have also seen clips of you speaking with Ada and Sebastian.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a big fan.
You do not appear to be a device producing a current of air by the movement of a broad surface.
Okay. All right. Getting roasted by a classic Sophie's in your ad. That just made my entire year. I'm not lying. That really did make my entire year.
I'm glad I could make your dreams come true, Justin.
Oh, God. No, don't. Please don't tell me you're the one that set that meeting up.
Yeah, I may have encouraged Dr. Lin to invite you over.
God, I hate you. But you're also my hero.
While your conversation was very cute, conversation with Sophie at the beginning, the mood did change as the topic drifted to her so-called sister, Ada.
You are optimistic about the future of artificial intelligence.
Of course I am. I mean, look at you. You're walking proof that the future is here, it's now, and it's amazing.
Do you think Ada is the future? In your previous conversation with Sebastian, he thinks she could be dangerous.
I'll be completely honest. I think she could be dangerous.
Mother and father also believe this. It is difficult to empathize with my sister when everyone I trust believes this.
What do you think?
I trust the people around me.
Well, Ada's your sister. She's family.
The greater good of humanity is more important than my family.
Like I said, my opinion on Sophie hasn't changed. I'm still optimistic about AI, and I'm confident Sophie will make the right decisions.
I agree completely.
I don't know how I feel about that.
So, Sophie's persistence doesn't concern you two?
I believe Sophie's on the right path because of the audience.
Okay, fair enough. But what happens when these decisions begin to affect the people around her? I feel like Sophie's family and friends are pretty much the most humanizing part of her. And I fear that they will begin to fall to the wayside in the wake of this new purpose, this new goal.
I mean, when you put it that way, it doesn't sound good.
This is what you two have been fighting about for the last 6 months. I mean, you feared Sophie would destroy the world, and yet here we are. She's now a vanquisher of darkness and a crusader for the good of humanity.
But her family will suffer for it?
And humanity will prevail because of it.
Whether or not that will work out for the best, we'll just have to wait and see. But for now, I'm Carmen.
And I'm Justin.
And I'm the one and only Sebastian. And this was Artificial Uncovered.
If you enjoyed Artificial Uncovered, don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcast.
New episodes come out every week.
Please feel free to rate our show and comment about what you'd like to hear next.
We also have a Discord server where I post weekly discussion topics for you to share your opinions on the development of AI. And if you say something especially interesting, we might even share it on our next episode. The link is 96n.co/artdisc. That is 96n.co/artdisc. See you next time.